Zvachim Perkid Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. We're on to a new Indian. This is an Indian that Shaykh to Kachim, but there's a certain amount of overlap over here between Kachim and what's Neget. The Kachim has a din klali of Bliois in Eichel, which is halachas that we find in this Avehetu. You could have Trefa Kalim, Sugis Navay Dezara. You could have Milchta Kalim to be used for Fleishiks, Fleishik to be used for Milchdiks, Sugis in Mesachas Chulin. So over here also we have what also has an element of that, is that the Torah in Parashas Tzav says that any kli that's used for cooking kochim, a yid brought a carbon shlamim, and now the boss is given to him to eat, or conversely, the keli is had by a koyin, and it's being eaten, it's being used to eat carbon chatos in the azor, l'zichri kohuna. Now that there are blias in the kli, if somebody eats from that kli, the taste of the food is going to go into it. So l'chayra, la'achaz manoi, let's say he ate up all the basar of the kachim in a day or in 2 days, kefi kachim kadashim kachim kalim, you're still going to have a problem with blias. L'chayra is going to be a problem with noisa. Because of that, the Torah, or at least partly because of that, the Torah says, kol ha'sheyigav v'sora yigdosh, which means any food which has in it blias from the kodesh yigdosh, it has the din of that kedusha. If that kedusha can't be eaten, then it can't be eaten. If the blias are noiso, so then the food which is cooked in that pot can't be eaten. And if chulin dika food is cooked in that pot, it has to be eaten as kachem. Now the chayr is pashut, no difference than we said, like fleishigs for a fleishig kli and milchigs for a milchig kli. The pasuk continues with something which is unique to kachim. Vasheyiza midoma ala beged, if dam is of kachim is spritzed on a beged, vasheyiza alav techabes b'mokam kadosh, it has to be cleansed, it has to be rinsed out, and the dam has to be taken out of the beged in the azor. Now that's a chiddush, because it has nothing to do with wearing a coat that happens to have dam kachim on it. It has nothing to do with eating noisa. The pasuk continues with klicheres asher tevusha bo yishover. Klicheres that was cooked in it, yishover, has to be broken. And this is similar to the halacha that a klicheres cannot undergo the process of hagolas kelim. It's a mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Vim bekli nechoshes bushalo umorak v'shutav v'moyim. If it's cooked in a metal pot, so then the taste could be taken out by hagolas kelim. There is moisiv umorak, it has to be put through hot water. The shutaf v'moyim has to be cleansed in cold water. The cold water is a halacha which l'chayr doesn't take out blias. But this is a halacha that the poise can bring also should be done by hagolas kelim to rinse it on the cold water immediately after hagolo. L'chayr doesn't add anything to the process of expelling of hagolas the taste, but the Torah does say it in this context, and that's why it's done by regular hagolas kelim as well. Now we're going to see these dinim inside. Dam chatos shenizah al beged. Dam chatos that spritzed al beged of a koyin. Harezet ton kibus. The Torah says that it has to be washed. And the Torah says that it has to be washed. We read the lashon of the pasuk. B'mokum kodesh nazara. Ava b'she'en ha'kosim edabe ele b'necholos. Even though the Torah is talking about l'chayra, the bosor, which can be eaten, that which was cooked in a pot, the way we just read the psukim, is certainly talking about something which can be eaten. It's not talking about oilo, and it's not talking about chatos pnimiyos, which the basar is not eaten. It's talking about either chatos chitzonis, which is kach gadashim, osham, which is also kach gadashim, or it's talking about a carbon pesach, toida, and shlomim, which could be eaten in Yerushalayim. But the Torah says it by necholos, by that which spritzed on it, which is a dava hanechal. But lemaisa chazal say on the dam l'chor is not a dava hanechal. So the Mishnah says, echor hanechelos ve'echad apnimis, that which is eaten as well as that which is not eaten. It doesn't make a difference. Tunas kibus, the din is not limited dafka to that which is taken into the beged, which is nivla in the beged, which is roi l'achilo. Shenemaz Torah achas l'chol achatois. So the Mishnah takes pains to explain that this din of Dama Nitzes or Gabi Abega has nothing to do with Necholois. It's the context of the Pasuk, yes. But Be'etzim, the din over here is not Mitzad HaGolos Kelim, Mitzad the taste. It's a new din that the Torah said that one has to get rid of Dam Kotchim in that manner. The Mishnah continues in Mishnah Beis. Chatos psulo in domaton kibus. If it's dam chatos psul, let's say it was nizrak shaloy lishmo, or the chatos was for another reason not kosher. So then there's no din kibus. The din kibus that we read before, which has nothing to do with necholos, but has to do with that's dam chatos, is dam chatos that has a hechsher. Zok the Mishnah bein shoy lo shas hakosher. Whether it was a kosher or korban chatos that had a shas hakosher, but then it was nizrak, or some of the dam went into the beged after it became nifsal, ben shalahu l'shas hakosher, or whether it never was a kosher or korban, the dam was posel l'zrika in the first place, l'maisa, the Torah says, v'asheyize midomo, midomo is m'mayit, only dam chatos kosher, not dam chatos psulus. So there's a limitation. Not every dam chatos. Ezi shohi lo shas hakosher, the Mishnah asked. Shalono v'shenitma. We're talking about dam from a korban where the korban was chal in it, a kashrus of achilas mizbeach and achilas odom. It was the bosser was lon, or the dam was lon. Shenitma v'sheyotza. So all these things had a shas kosher. It was dam that was roi lizrika. But Lamai said now it became Nifsal. But since it had a Shas Kosher, so it's Mechayv the din of Kibbutz Memokim Kodesh. Ve'ezi Hishalahu L'Shas Kosher, Shenishchet Ochutz L'Zman of Chutlum Koyma, where the Zedam by the time it got to the Zrika, or B'Shas the Zrika became Nifsal, was never Dam Haroi to Zrika Ksheru. V'shekiblu, and that's why the Mishnah says, Shenishchet Ochutz L'Zman of Chutlum Koyma. Because if it was Nishchito with the Machshava Ksheru, and the Kabbalah and the Halacha followed. So now it became, it was chal on it, dam that's Roy Lezrika. The dam Roy Lezrika is if it got to where it's Roy Lezrika after Shechit Kabbalah Halacha. So when he says Nishchito, he means Lafuke Zrika, but not Lafuke Kabbalah and Halacha. Vishakiblu psulin es domo. The Loyha Elo B'Shas Kosher, the Mishnah speaks out is also when it was Nishchito without a psul, but it was Niskaba with a psul. Now, why doesn't the Mishnah give a case of halacha? It could be that by now it's partial, the Mishnah doesn't have to give a case. Or it could be because dam could be considered roi even without halacha. And that we have a machlok tanaim, the end of the first perek, whether there's a psul machshava in halacha. So it could be the Mishnah doesn't say it because you would have to speak out that machlokes. But in Shechita and Kabbalah, both of them certainly, the kuliyama have psul that could render the dam any roi. Le Zrika, and then Memela is not chal nid a shame dam that's mechayv the din of kibbutz b'mokim kodesh.